Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. A few clouds tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. The city of Racine is going to a cart system for the collection of solid waste as of September 18th. But handling bulky waste and yard waste is something aldermen wanted the Public Works Department to redefine. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The latest proposal on bulky waste includes 2 no-charge collections per year and a $50 minimum cost beyond that with a 5-yard truck collection. Bulky waste could be dropped off at the Pearl Street site 52 weeks a year, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., regulated items still requiring a fee. Bulky waste could also be dropped off at 1936 Edgewood Avenue on Mondays and Wednesdays and at 1955 Grove Avenue Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at both sites between April and November. As for yard waste, that includes grass clippings and garden plant trimmings, and what's proposed is a May through September prepaid sign-up program with 65-gallon carts costing $50 apiece. Or you could bring grass clippings to the 3 drop-off sites, same as with branches and garden material. It's a proposal sure to get plenty of discussion. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Mount Pleasant Village Board unanimously approved a contract with Terracon for an engineering study of the bluff erosion along the Lake Michigan shoreline and the development of a stopgap measure until the Army Corps of Engineers comes up with a more permanent solution. Public Works Manager Steve Hout told the board Terracon will also come up with the cost of the temporary measures. Hout said the study will include the area from Graceland Avenue to the old fire station, 2 village dead-end streets, and the private property in between.
We would have to span that distance between the two because if we did not, it'd be detrimental. It would cause more problems for residential neighborhoods because of those implementations most likely would cause erosion outside that.
Trustee Sonny Haven said something has to be done, even if it's temporary.
So at any rate, it's something that needs to be done, and we're hoping that Army Corps does come on board, but that can be years, as we did with the Pike River. It took about 3 years of work, red tape, and they finally came on board. So hope is that they will come on board. In the meantime, we do need to do something down there to protect the roads, protect the people.
The Army Corps of Engineers has agreed to study bluff erosion along Lake Michigan, but no timeline has been established. Terracon is expected to have a report for the board to consider in about 6 weeks. The Fund for Lake Michigan will help pay for a comprehensive engineering study of the aging Horlick Dam on the Root River in Racine with a $100,000 grant. The Wisconsin DNR declaring the 180-year-old dam no longer meets flood safety standards and must either be repaired or removed by 2024. Fund for Lake Michigan Executive Director Vicki Elkin says taking out this outdated dam would allow the Root River to run freely into Lake Michigan and open up thousands of acres of native fish habitat while adding, quote, "We're eager to see what the experts say." Another Fund for Lake Michigan grant is to the city of Kenosha to make significant upgrades to Simmons Beach, including native vegetation, sand dunes, and porous pavement in place of existing asphalt to reduce contaminated runoff into Lake Michigan. And the Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Kenosha gets a grant to restore wetlands on new land acquired by the Nature Sanctuary, while also stabilizing 4 crumbling ravines along the south branch of the Pike River. The Great Water Alliance is holding a series of open house meetings to discuss how Lake Michigan water will be piped to the city of Waukesha and returned to Lake Michigan down the Root River through Racine County. The open houses begin this evening in Franklin, with the second in Muskego tomorrow evening and in New Berlin on Thursday, all beginning at 5:30. Current plans call for construction of a pipeline to carry Lake Michigan water through the 3 communities to Waukesha. A second pipeline will return treated water to an outfall point in Franklin that will empty into the Root River. According to a news release, residents can examine maps of the 3 alternative pipeline routes, offer comments, learn more about why Waukesha is making use of Lake Michigan for its drinking water, and how the highly treated water will improve the health of the Root River. The public is invited to a continued discussion about the development of Racine's North Beach plan from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening at the Lakefront Festival Hall. The agenda will include a presentation of ideas such as public programming, amenities, environmental stewardship, along with access and parking, to name a few. Community input is what organizers want to hear. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.